Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? You're up one minute, down the next, and you're just trying to hold on tight. Ever feel like you're stuck in that loop of anger or resentment over something someone did? Well, today we're diving into a powerful stoic practice that can help us break free. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness, that sounds like a fluffy concept, not exactly hardcore stoicism. But trust me, this is deep stuff. Holding on to grudges, that anger, it actually hurts you more than anyone else. It keeps you stuck in the past, prevents you from moving forward, and honestly, creates unnecessary stress. We're talking about emotional baggage weighing you down, folks. So how do we ditch this baggage? Today, we are unpacking 5 key takeaways that can help you practice forgiveness and truly let go. First, understand that forgiveness isn't condoning what happened. It doesn't mean saying what someone did was okay. No, it's about releasing the negative emotions that are holding you captive. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is for you, not them. You're choosing to free yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. Second, remember everyone makes mistakes. We all slip up. We all have our flaws. People aren't perfect and neither are you. Holding on to grudges often stems from this unrealistic expectation that people should be flawless. Cut them some slack even if they mess up big time. Remember, people are doing the best they can with what they know at the time. Third, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. What were their motivations? Were they struggling with something you didn't know about? This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand them better, which in turn can make forgiveness easier. Remember, humans are complex beings. Fourth, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on past hurts keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Practice mindfulness, be present in this moment, and shift your energy towards what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Don't let yesterday steal your joy today. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time, it takes effort, and there will be ups and downs along the way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and don't give up. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to move forward with peace and grace. Okay, now let's get real. Picture this. You had a huge argument with your best friend, right? Words were exchanged. Feelings were hurt, and the tension is thicker than peanut butter on a hot summer day. It's been weeks, and even though you know you should talk it out, the thought of facing them feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. You're stuck in this loop of anger and resentment. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. Holding on to that anger isn't helping anyone, least of all you. It's preventing you from having a genuine connection with someone who matters, it's stressing you out, and it's keeping you tethered to the past. Instead, imagine what would happen if you took a deep breath, reached out to your friend, and said, "Hey, I know things got heated the other day, but I value our friendship, and I want to talk this through." Now, that takes courage, right? But that act of forgiveness, of letting go of the anger, opens the door to healing and stronger connection. So, remember those key takeaways. Forgive for you, understand everyone makes mistakes, practice empathy, focus on the present moment, and know that forgiveness is a journey. It's not about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. You are capable of amazing things, my friends. Go out there, embrace these practices, and experience the true power of forgiveness. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. You never know, you could be planting a seed of peace in their life. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.